Proclamation number 8641, dated the October 10th, 1963. Indication of the adversary's activity: speaking in tongues. You should believe that my adversary will try anything in order to overrule me, to undermine my activity, to prevent you humans from hearing my word, which signifies light for you in the darkness. And he will always find people complying with his will. He will try to beguile them into believing that they are being of service to me myself, and yet they are his servants. He has already largely succeeded in confusing people by igniting deceptive lights for them, so that they believe themselves to be standing in the radiance of light, yet they are far removed from the light of truth. I cannot forcibly eliminate his activity because the human being must make his own decision as to whether he listens to him or to me. However, as soon as he has the serious will to know the truth, he will also be able to recognize it. No person would ever reject my word from above were he in heartfelt contact with me and desired the pure truth from me. Yet as soon as he is indifferent or fanatically holds on to spiritual information of unknown origin, he will not be able to recognize the truth and spread his own spiritual knowledge. If he then wants absolute clarity, he must first of all be serious about it. He must appeal to me myself for protection from all deception by the adversary. And I will protect him and grant him light. He can be assured of that. I know what methods my adversary is using and that people are therefore in great danger of falling prey to his temptations. And yet I can only provide them with obvious help when I recognize the will to be of service to me and the truth. Then the adversary's power will be broken. He will no longer succeed in applying his artful deceptions, for then he will always be recognized as the one he is. My adversary has many opportunities to work against me, for he presents himself in the garment of an angel of light. He does not shy away from using my name and causing immense confusion among people. The pure truth exposes his activity, and everyone who knows this truth will recognize him, providing he is of good will. Therefore, you humans bear a great responsibility, because it is you who allow his working. You could just as well prevent his activity if you seriously wanted to escape his power and his influence. For I will always support this serious will by giving you strength to put it into action. It is always just a certain indifference which allows him to influence you. And if you want to liberate yourselves, then he will often use stronger methods to keep you enthralled, by trying to confound you through unusual phenomena. But then take notice, his activity will not grant you clear light. Instead, it will always produce incomprehensible results whose mystic character will baffle you. Thus they will seem supernatural, yet they are basically merely unpleasant deceptions from which you derive no gain whatsoever. Can you receive greater clarification than through my word? For it is comprehensible to everyone and only requires goodwill in order to be felt by you as light. As soon as something is incomprehensible to you, reject it. For Roman 1, your Father of Eternity will always speak to my children such that they can understand me, but not in a way that you become even more confused than before. Where my spirit expresses itself, there shines brightest light. Where my adversary's spirit is active, you will always be drawn into profound darkness. By this alone you already know what you should make of experiences which all belong to the manifestations of the end, when my adversary will try anything in order to win people over for him. Therefore beware and don't lose yourselves to him. For as soon as you sincerely appeal for my protection, you belong to me, and against me he cannot win. Amen.